www.kaytfm.com. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Transformation. Transformation Full Gospel Baptist Church. Welcome to Transforming Lives by Faith, a teaching ministry for the Church of Transformation. Full Gospel Baptist Church, Greensville. And this is your radio pastor, Ernest J. Arthur, Apostle of Hope, your mind doctor. Friends, 208 is a year of divine shift, shifting from stagnation to transformation as your minds are transformed. Get ready. Get ready for a new beginning, saints. It's truly fertile to resist the word of God. Therefore, shift from fear to faith and be transformed from a defeated worm to a beautiful balanced butterfly. Shift from fear to faith. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Here's the doctor, Pastor Ernest J. Arthur.
Church of Transformation for Gospel Church. And today we have an outstanding message from the Holy One, from God. Entitled The Law of the Harvest. The Law of the Harvest. The Law of the Harvest is repeatedly in the Word of God. In Scripture, you find the Law of the Harvest. Now, Law, L-A-W, Law. And the book of Joshua, the writer said, this book of the law. The Bible is a book of laws. The Bible is a book of laws. A book of transformation. Let's look at some of those laws that scattered throughout the Bible dealing with the law of the harvest. Turn to Proverbs chapter 11. Look at verse 24. Proverbs chapter 11, let's look at verse 24. See what the Bible is teaching us about the law of the harvest. Say once again, the law of the harvest is referred to repeatedly in Scripture. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do we have it? Amen. I heard amen out there. That means we have the first book of the Bible that we're going to look at that pertains to the law of the harvest. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That is the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter. And the 24th verse, Proverbs 11:24. And let's see what the Bible is telling us. Can we hound this? I think we can hound this. Yes, sir. I think we can hound this. It says in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 24, from the King James Version says this, there is that scatters and yet increases. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Let's look at what the Amplified says. There are those that generally scatter abroad and yet increase more. There are those that withhold more than is fitting of what is justly due, but result only in want. The same word from the Living Translation says this, verse 24. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. Whoa. Is that heavy? Yes, it is. to give freely and become more wealthy. Do we hear that? Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. It doesn't pay to be stingy, does it? No, not according to this. Look at the 25th verse, verse 25. Same chapter, it says this. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that whether shall be watered also himself. Let me read that from the Living Translation. It says this in that 25th verse. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will then be themselves refreshed. It seems to me that the Bible is saying those that freely give will freely receive. And those that withhold, it will be withheld from them. So if that's the truth, then I should look at verse 24 again. Give freely and become wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. I don't think I've been stingy a day in my life. Huh? So that means then I must be given freely, and that means then I must have become wealthy. I didn't hear an amen in the house. Be stingy and lose everything. Huh? Give freely and become what? Wealthy. Give freely. Huh? This should be a message that should be embraced first by the Church of Transformation and then by all those that are hearing and will hear this afternoon. This is called the laws of the harvest. Huh? The laws of the harvest. Okay? Let's look at the 19th chapter and verse 17. Verse 19. Verse 17, again, reading from the Life Application Study Bible, it says this, if you help the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. Huh? Y'all see that? Huh? If you help the poor, if you help the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. So when you help the poor, you're lending to the Lord. Who's going to repay you? The Lord. You don't look for the individual you help to repay you, because you have faith and believe that God is going to do what? Repay you. Let me read that one more time. That's powerful. If you help the poor, you're lending to the Lord. Ah, my goodness. We ought to be looking for the poor to help. Because if you help the poor, you're lending to the Lord. Ah, then we know we can lend to the Lord. That is dynamic. If we help the poor, we're lending to the Lord, and the Lord will repay. So when you help someone, specifically the poor, it's like lending to the Lord, and you don't look for the poor to repay you. Who's going to do it? God is going to do it, and that takes faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Uh-huh. Now, let's look at another one. Turn to the book of Luke. We're talking about the law of the harvest. Look at the book of Luke. These are familiar scriptures, and we know these, but we need to hear them again and again. And after we hear them again. Hallelujah. Luke, the 6th chapter, verse number 38. Look at what the Bible says. We're talking about the law of the harvest. God's laws cannot be nullified. If God said it, it's going to come to pass. If God said it, it's true. If God said it, we should take it and run with it. Look what it says in Luke 6, chapter 38, verse. He says this, give. What's the first word there?
Give.
So we know if we give to the poor and like lending to the Lord, and God will repay. Here it says, give and you will receive. Give and you will receive. Give. That should help somebody. Give and you'll receive. Your gift will return to you in full. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Press down, shaking together to make room for more. Glory. Running over and pour it into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. So we can't be stingy. Because I know, and I know for sure, that if I give, God's going to repay me. Do I look for it? That I know it? No, because I know it's going to happen anyway. But if I give, God's going to repay me. So give, is what the Bible says, give and you will receive. Do we receive that? Give. So what I got to do first?
Give.
I give first. I don't sit back and wait to receive and I haven't given. The Bible says, give and you will receive. That's a promise. That's a promise from Almighty God. Give and you will receive. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full. Woo! In full. Your gift will return to you in full. I love that. I love that. That's why I give. Your gift returns you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more. To do what? Make room for more. Who said this? God. The law of the harvest. The law of the harvest. This will cause a transformation in your life. What you didn't have, you will have. Because when you give to the poor, God is going to repay you. Well, I'd rather depend on God repay me than somebody else. Make room for more. Run over and pour it into your bosom. Shaking together to make room for more. Run over and pour it into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. The amount you do what?
Give
will determine the amount you get back. You give a little, you're going to get back what? If you give generously, you're going to get back what?
Generously.
Who will repay you?
The Lord
will repay you. And I can testify. I can testify that the Lord will repay you. And you will end up wealthy, having more than enough. For the amount that you give will determine the amount you receive back. Well, if that is true, why don't the church receive more? Or one of those in the church receive more? Because they don't understand the law of the harvest. The law of the harvest said, you give first. You give to the poor. You help those that have a need. You know those that have a need. You pass by them all the time. But those of us in the church, we should understand the law of the harvest. And we should have our hand on the side. Come on, help us out here. I said, Mama, We should not have our hand out all the time. Why? Because we are a part of the kingdom of God. We were translated from Satan's domain over into the kingdom of God, dear Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, this was written to us and for us. Now, I know I've been preaching for 31 years. And I preach this over and over again. But I really haven't seen too many people that have taken hold of it and became wealthy. Are doing good. Look what the last of that verse says again. The 38th verse. It says, hallelujah, 6:38. Hallelujah. It says, the amount you give. Listen to this. The amount you give, that means you got to do what? Give. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. This is in the word of the living God. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. So then I have to make up my mind. I have to make up my mind. I don't need anyone to twist my arm and make me give. Because I know what the words say. And I know God is not a man that shall lie. Why, if God says it, not only did he say it, but it had it written, it's written down in the book. It's a law called the law of the harvest. The amount I give will determine the amount I get back. What does that mean? If I don't give nothing, I shouldn't look to get back nothing. Amen? Well, but if I do give without expectation, but I'm going to expect it because the Lord says it, will determine the amount I get back. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Look at Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Hallelujah. We're talking about the law of the harvest. And what we have read been so good. The law of the harvest. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs said, that's one that scatters, yet increases more. I scatter. You're seeing people scatter seeds on the ground. One that scatters, there's one that scatters, yet increases more. I give, but I increases what? More. I increases more. Why? Because I'm giving. The amount I give will be determined the amount I receive back. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, let's see what verse 7 says. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. What are we talking about? We're talking about the law of the harvest. The church needs to be aware of this. There shouldn't be a bunch of broke people in church. Why? Because we understand the law of the harvest. God said this. If God's going to repay me, then I should be glad, not reluctant, but glad to give. Because I know God's going to repay me. Woo! Galatians 6, 7. Said, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. Don't be misled. In other words, don't be mocked. You cannot mock the gospel of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Whoa, listen to that. So you will what?
Always
do what?
Harvest
what you plant. If you don't plant anything, you won't get nothing. I heard somebody say, you won't get no harvest. You have to plant in order to get a harvest. A farmer must plant in order to get a harvest. Woo! our glory. So if I plant, I can expect what? A harvest. I don't need anybody to twist my arm. I don't need anybody to say, if you don't do that, it's going to happen. I know if I plant, I'm going to get a harvest. Press down, run together. They'll be pressed into my bosom. For the amount that I give, I can look for a greatly return. So then, regardless of anything else, I should give, knowing that God's going to give to me. He's going to repay me if I give to the poor. And it's the church's responsibility to give to the poor. Well, where do we find the poor at? We should not find that many poor in church. But it's the church, folks, that usually have their hands out. Why? Because they refuse to understand and practice the law of the harvest. Refuse. They don't understand the law of the harvest. So don't be deceived. God's not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that he will also reap. Whatever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. I know every week what I'm going to give. I already know that. So there ain't no problem for me to write a check for what I'm going to give. Because I know the word say. And if I follow the word, I'm going to be made wealthy. I know I'm stepping on some toes. But God don't want us to be wealthy. Says who? When the Bible just said you give to the poor, God's going to repay you. If God repay you because you give, then God don't want you to be what? Poor. God wants his folks to be wealthy. God wants his folks to be able to give to the poor. I can't give what I don't have. And I don't have because I don't give. That okay? Go on to the bank with that. Glory to God. Do not be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. It said you will always harvest what you plant. So what comes first? The harvest or the planting?
Planting.
The planting. If I don't plant, I will not receive or not have a what? Harvest. If I'm going to look for a harvest, then I got to learn to plant. And I got to do it generously. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. And let's look at something the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. At Corinth. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Are we there? I'm not there yet. Hold on. Woo! Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And the Bible says this. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. We're going to look at verse 10. We're going to read verse 10 through 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 10 through 15. I'm reading from, well, let me get it here in the Life Application Study Bible. Let's see verse 7. Chapter 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now lay hands on that man there, will you? Look what the Bible say. The Bible say, here's my advice. Apostle Paul writes in the church at Corinth. He said, here's my advice. It would be good for you to finish what you started a year ago. Last year, you were the first who wanted to give and were the first to begin doing it. Now you should finish what you started. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched now by your giving. Give in proportion to what you have. Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly. and give according to what you have, not what you don't have. Of course, I do not mean you should make life easy for others and hard for yourself. Only then that you should qualify. Right now, you have plenty that can help those who are in need. Later, they will have plenty and can share with you what you need. He said this, as the scripture said, those who gather a lot have nothing left over, but those who gather only a little had enough. Well, let's see, because the Apostle Paul said some things here we should look at, and there are four principles here that emerge out of these scriptures that we read. Number one, your willingness to give, enthusiastic, is more important than the amount you give. The willingness. You have a will to give, but if you don't have it, God knows it. How many know God knows what we have? And he knows if we have a willingness to give enthusiastic, it's more important than the amount you give. It's not the amount, it's the willingness. Hallelujah. Number two, you should strive to fulfill your financial commitment. You have committed to do X number in the church. You have committed to help X number of people. You are committed to this thing. Then he said you should strive to fulfill your financial commitment. Woo! That's good. I said there's four principles that's covered in those verses that we read. Number three says this. If you give the others in need, they in turn will help you when you're in need. Amen. So if I give to others when they're in need, I know when I'm in need, somebody's going to help me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I'm in need, someone is going to help me. Someone. You should give as a response to Christ. Not for anything you can get out of it. How you give reflects your devotion to Christ. How you give reflects your devotion to Christ. A lot of us have to give, but we don't give according to our reflection of Christ. We give what we want to. We know that that's not sufficient what we give, but we give it because that's all we're going to give. We made up our mind. This is all I'm going to give. I'm not going to give. I'm not giving my money to that church. I'm not giving to the poor. They should have their own. Woo! Ha ha! So that's a question out of verse 12. Look at verse 12. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says this. For there be first a willing mind. First a what? A willing mind. If there be first be a willing mind. Here's go to the mind. Well, how can that be a willing mind if your mind haven't been renewed? I got to know what's in the book. And I want to do what the book say do. If I'm going to help myself, I got to know what God has said. God said, verse 12, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that which a man have. Not according to you have not. What you have, God knows what you have. And what you give is according to what you have, not what you have not. God knows what we have. He sees what we give. Good measure we'll receive back, pressed down, running over, shall men give unto our bosom. Why? Because we gave. We gave not because of arm twisting. We gave because we know that God will repay. Well, that's why I give. That's why I receive.
Transforming Lives. Transformation Full Gospel Baptist Church. We hope you enjoyed listening to our radio broadcast of Transforming Lives by Faith, a teaching ministry from the Church of Transformation Full Gospel Baptist. Our radio program in Alexandria, KAYT 88.1 broadcast every Wednesday evening.